Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. The promises of God in Christ Jesus for us are always positive and for the glory of God. We as a child of God must be established in Christ Jesus, and the one who does that is God, not man. So it is all of God who makes the promises and establishes man in the promises and anoints the believer as a child of God. Of course, this is all done through faith of the individual as God promised and established. As I was reading this today, I stopped and mused on verse 24. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Paul said in verse 23 that in essence he had a stake in the life of the church at Corinth. Paul was a great helper to the church, a leader, a teacher, an encourager, and a rebuker. But he stated then in verse 24 that he had no dominion over their faith. The men who serve Christ's church do not have dominion over the faith of those who are members of the church. They are helpers. Helpers of what? Paul said the members' joy, and that joy is in their faith. This to me is so powerful. We can have joy in our faith, and should have joy in our faith, as I believe that is a promise of God in Christ Jesus. But that joy in our faith can be stolen by leaders or people in the faith who feel they have dominion over God's people. There's no joy in browbeating. There's no joy in being forced or belittled. There is no joy in being dominated. Dictators seek not the benefit of the people. They seek the benefit for themselves and recognition for what they have accomplished. Paul said that though he was a leader, he did not have dominion over their faith. That is a personal responsibility to each believer. But what Paul, and anyone else who seeks to be a leader of God's people, one or many, must understand is that we are helpers of those we lead's joy in their faith. Do we help them find the joy that God promised in their faith? Why is this important? Because by faith we all stand. There are many fallen Christians because there is no joy in their faith. They go away from their church more discouraged than when they came. Even in rebuke from God, there is or should be joy given. Do you have joy in your faith? Does your church help you to have joy in your faith? As a leader, do you help others have joy in their faith?
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.